Cellar Dive episode number 13 of
Brutal Battle.
Sorry. It's been a while, and actually you can tell it's kind of been actually a little bit since we recorded because of my mess up there, but it's been a while since we've done a cellar dive is what I was going to say. It's been a little bit for us personally since we sat down and recorded because we record ahead a bunch of the time.
Yeah, it has been a while.
So it feels a little weird. And so the cellar dive, we're recording this one in the, November 1st.
Yeah.
Starting this recording on it November 1st. And then our last cellar dive was in April. So it's been a long time since we've done a cellar dive. So it's time to do a cellar dive because we have a lot of beers in the cellar still. Once again, a reminder to people, we have a different setup in our main room where we record, so the acoustics may sound a little different. Hopefully they sound better, but hard to know. So yeah. Anyway, let's start off with a beer of my choice from the cellar. Now this beer, I don't think there's a vintage. Pretty sure there's not a vintage on it. Oh, no, there is. Okay. Mm. So this beer is a bit over 2 years old. It was bottled in 2017 in March. So basically like 2.5 years, maybe a little more at this point. It is called Florence, and it is by Hill Farmstead Brewery out of Vermont, Greensboro Bend, Vermont. And Florence is, they just say, a wheat ale. It does have the ingredients, though. At 5.2%, it is made with pale malt, American and European hops, Vermont wheat, ale yeast, and well water. That's one of the big things. Like, the water's supposed to be super good up there in Vermont, especially for Hill Farmstead. So, all right, so let me crack into this. This is a 750-milliliter bottle.
Where'd you get that?
This was... Hold on, I'm going to open it up. So there was, very short-lived, some sort of, like, beer delivered to your house.
Oh, okay.
Of the month club type thing, where they were trying to do, like, these hard-to-get breweries. And obviously there was a... He succeeded, the guy set it up, with getting Hill Farmstead, and he'd gotten someone else at one point, I forget who, because it's been a while. I mean, obviously I got this in, like, 2017. So I forget what it was even called, and he only did it for, like, a few months. I think he only got, like, 3 or 4 months out of it, and then he just had to stop because he had an issue with his shipping deals. Yeah, so then he ended up getting, I think, Rare Beer of the Month Club, basically, to take over what he was doing somehow. So there's, like, a subsection of the Rare Beer of the Month Club, or beermonthclub.com, that has what he was offering. I don't know. Kind of weird. But that's where I got it from.
Okay.
And there were three bottles. We already did the other two. And I think both of those two were done on podcast. I think. Actually, no. One of them was. I think the other one was not. The other ones, I believe, were Anna and Arthur. And then now we have Florence. Oh, man. Does it look weedy? It looks really yellow.
Yeah, it does look very, very yellow.
Pretty clear. It's a slight bit hazy.
I would say, there's a slight haze.
Relatively clear. Ooh.
Very lemony.
It smells rustic. Kind of smells like one of those rustic wheat ales that's, you know, maybe spontaneous fermented.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there is like a lemon tartness that hits you immediately on the nose. It smells very crisp. It smells very clean, refreshing.
Oh, see, I don't feel like it sounds... I'm not getting crisp and refreshing.
I am. That's what I
think. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess it also depends on what smell you associate with that.
Yeah.
You know? I'm definitely getting, like, tart lemon, a little coriander.
There's a little bit of funk to it as well.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not super high level. It's like a nice low funkiness. And a little honey. Just like a touch of honey on there. Mmm. It smells good. Going in. Mmm. Ooh. Tartness is stronger than I thought it would be based on the smell.
And it tastes like exactly like one of those like lemon heads.
Oh, yeah. I need a few sips to get through the sourness to get acclimated to it. Mmm. Sorry, people, if you're hearing douchebags with loud vehicles in the background. This is what sucks about living where we do. Hmm. We're not that far from roads, so we get to hear a lot of the douchebaggery as it goes on. Hmm. Yeah, so, okay. As you would assume, as you continue to sip it, the tartness kind of calms down a little bit because your palate gets used to it. But it's still there, causing a little bit of phlegm in the back of my throat.
Yeah.
And it keeps that lemony taste. It also has that little bit of funk we were smelling. I feel like I get that little bit of honey in there. And I actually get a slight apple flavor. But it's not like like an acetaldehyde type mm-hmm. apple. It's like an off
granny,
flavor.
It's like a Granny Smith apple.
I think it's more of kind of like a Gala apple. Like, you may be saying Granny Smith because it has that apple to it, but then there's the tartness.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because a Granny Smith type of apple would be like acetaldehyde off flavor, but I don't perceive that.
You say tomato, I say tomato. I don't know. This is, I mean, it's good.
A little weedy.
I
can get the wheat.
It's just hard because it's kind of just one note for me.
I think it's a few.
I mean, for me, it's kind of just like tart lemon.
Okay. I get more out of it. Like I was saying, I'm getting the honey. I'm getting a little bit of that funk. And the funk is mainly on the very end of it, but it is low. And then I do feel like it finishes, even though the tartness stays, it finishes kind of easy and neutral.
That was my stomach, if anyone heard that.
Let's see if that picked that up on the podcast.
Oh, wow. That was loud, wasn't it?
Is that what the beer is doing to you? Is it turning your stomach?
Yeah.
There? No, I like this. It's not my favorite of these beers I've had from Hill Farmstead. I haven't had much from Hill Farmstead, honestly, except for their like wheats and saisons, things like that. The things that are less popular, basically, but they do an outstanding job at... it's not my favorite of those. I think at the moment, probably Arthur. I liked Arthur a lot.
I'm terrible. I don't remember.
Well, beer names. You don't really need to. You got me.
Yeah, I do.
I'll tell you what you like.
I know. That's what I'm like, have I had this before? And he's like, yes, no. I'm like, did I like it?
Yeah. I like it. You know, I like the tartness on the Florence.
It's just generally not my style.
Sure.
That's fine. And for me, it just wasn't as complex as some of the other beers I've had that are similar. So
yeah,
I'm just kind of like, eh.
And I wonder how much of that is the age on it. Like the 2.5 years may make a big difference when it comes to that. I will say as I continued to sip on it, it wasn't like intense, but the flavor of wheat was growing a little bit on the end. So yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so here's Rebecca's beer. Okay, I'll
go ahead.
All right. So this is in a 16-ounce can. This one we actually picked up at Golden Crust.
This week. So this isn't really, I didn't really have to go by cellar. I mean, right. I just like open up the fridge.
It's like we already had it. So we've done this before because how else are you going to get hoppy beers? We need to put hoppy beers in there.
Yeah, we wanted a variety. So
this is a hoppy beer that people talk very highly of. And it is Pseudo Sue. It's a pale ale done by Toppling Goliath Brewing Company. The ABV on this, let me see. Well, first of all, they're out of Decorah, Iowa. And I don't see an ABV on it, unless it's on the bottom. Nope.
Oh, that's weird.
No, ma'am.
Hmm.
No, that's weird. That's totally weird. Okay. Well, then, it's a pale ale. We can assume it's around 5%. Between 5-6.
Okay.
Let me make my guess. Let's go.
Carlin's favorite noise.
Yeah, I love the sound of a can getting cracked open. And if memory serves, this kind of seems like a hazy pale ale.
Yeah?
I mean, like, you can't see through it. It looks like a hazy pale ale. It is more on the yellow than the orange side, I think, in color.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that.
It smells very good.
Oh, man.
It smells very good. What smells do you get out of there?
It smells like a ruby red grapefruit.
Okay. I get grapefruit. I get pineapple. Mm-hmm. I get mango. I get a little pine. Mm-hmm. Although sometimes I get confused between mango and pine.
Yeah.
Because mango is kind of piney, actually.
Well, yeah. Well, in the mango, you get more of the sweetness.
Yeah. Smells like so much lupulin. Yeah. It's just like hop, hop, hop wonderfulness. This is an amazing nose.
Yeah, it's really good. And I like it because it's all those flavors that I think you and I both like, but I'm not perceiving any sweetness. You know, it just, I mean, it's sweet, but not like sugary over the top sweet.
Right. Yeah, I definitely perceive a sweetness, but yeah, well, it's not.
Yeah, it's
it seems appropriate for what the rest of the smells are.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it's going to be balanced.
And I do smell, I smell a bit of a bitterness coming through in the nose too, which is balancing the sweetness
on
the smell. It smells outstanding. Very good. Yeah, let's go in.
It's just so good.
That beer's good.
And it has that, like, Naked Cheerio finish a little bit, like I love.
A little bit, but not too much.
No.
And I think it's kind of brought in under control with the bitterness that, that rises at the end. It's all that flavor of, like, the fruits we were describing up front. It's the mango. It's the pineapple. It's the grapefruit. It's a little bit of pine in there.
Yeah, so you get all those flavors, and then you get, like,
Naked Cheerio bitter.
Quick,
at the end.
Yeah, quick Naked Cheerio, quick bitter. And I like the mouthfeel.
It's a very light mouthfeel, but it's not too watery.
Right. It's like,
It's easy. You can tell this is a pale ale.
Right. It's, yeah, not too thin, not too syrupy or thick. It's like Goldilocks, just right.
It goes down super easy, but it's also flavorful at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can go fast on this, you can go slow on this. Like, it goes many modes with this beer.
It's really versatile. Like, you could do food, you could not do food. I mean, this is the third time we've had this beer this week.
Yeah, it is.
Honestly, because we had it at Golden Crust, then I drank it while we handed out candy last night for Trick or Treat, and now tonight.
Yeah. And just so people know, like, Golden Crust is getting crazy stuff because they had these 4-pack 16-ounce cans of the Sudosu, and then they also had 4-pack 16-ounce cans of Lawson's Finest Liquid Sip of Sunshine.
Yeah.
Which we picked up as well.
So having this beer 3 times this week, and I have loved it equally each time.
Yeah, it's really nice. And one of the things I want to point out is that it's hard to find a good pale ale nowadays.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, obviously Sierra Nevada is a very nice go-to pale ale, but it's very different at the same time. That's more of like old school West Coast style pale ale. This is kind of like the new school hazy IPA style pale ale, and it's actually done really well, and it's got more bitterness than you would assume for something that's hazy, and it's good. It's really good. It's been a while. It's been around for a while for
Sudosu?
Many years, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember having that beer at least 3 years ago.
I remember you talking about this beer long time ago.
Yeah, probably longer than 3 years. But yeah, it's been around, and there's a reason.
Yeah, I remember you talking about this beer like before I started drinking beer.
Yeah. When I'm talking about, like, there's not that many great pale ales like this, there is another one that pops into my mind. You weren't huge on it, but I really liked it when we tried it. Trogues Brewing's Trail Day they just came out with. I liked it because they taste very different, but like Sudosu, it's kind of like a light body, but it's not too watery, and it's got a good amount of flavor for how light it is.
See, I thought it was too watery for me, and I didn't get the flavor as much as you did.
I don't know why.
But
it was very tasty to me. I mean, I like the Sudosu more.
Oh, yeah.
But the Trail Day's nice, especially because I could get that
pretty
easily. I had to go. We had to go all the way to GCP to get this one, which isn't super close for us. That's not crazy far either.
No.
So, anyway, on to the third beer. This one is Rebecca's beer, and I used my light before we started recording because the lighting in here is not, like, super great. And there was a date code on here.
Oh.
So it's one of those, like, yellow printed ones on the bottle. And this is, like, 5 years old, this beer. So that is out of your personal cellar, correct? It's a wine rack.
It's a wine rack that is mostly wine, and I have, like, two little holes for beers.
More than two. I think there's a few beers there. But those get forgotten about a lot, even more than the ones in the actual cellar in the basement. Because I go into the cellar. I don't even look at those.
Well, I know it's there because it's mine. Dude. Anyway, okay. So this is a Stone collaboration with Chris Banker.
Who?
Chris Banker, Stone and what? Sergeant?
What are you talking about? I'm reading the top. Excuse me. Chris Banker, Stone Insurgente?
I don't know.
Pronounce Chocobesa.
It's a Chocobesa from 2014.
It might give us better... there is better information on the back, but that's really small.
It is really small.
The print is super small, and there's not enough light, at least for me, to read that.
Okay.
So anyway,
the take-home message is, it's a Stone collaboration. It is Chocobesa Mocha Stout. It is an ale brewed with cocoa, coffee, peppers, vanilla, cinnamon, and nutmeg. It is 8.1%.
And this is a 22-ounce bottle. This is one that we've had on the show fresh before. And I'm not the biggest fan, at least of it fresh. Like, I'm assuming that maybe because it's aged, especially 5 years, that the spices in it are going to be less, but I don't know for sure. Because my biggest problem when we had it fresh is that I'm very, very picky about spices. Don't pour yourself like a whole glass.
I didn't.
With me and spices, I'm very particular about spicing in beer. I don't want like extremely strong spices. And I feel like fresh Chocobesa is very heavy on the spices. So we had it. Specifically put this bottle aside to see what it would look like, or sorry, what it would taste and smell like with some time on it to see if those notes of spicing would come down. So let's find out. It looks like a straight stout, not like Imperial, because I can kind of see around the edges. It doesn't look like super, super thick. It doesn't have a whole lot of a head to it either. Mm-mm. I mean, it's 5 years on the bottle, so, you know.
It smells so peppery, like the flesh of a pepper.
I think it smells really good, actually.
I'm definitely getting, like, the mocha.
Yeah, I get the flesh of the pepper. I get a lot of coffee to it. And I get cinnamon, but it's not super strong. It kind of, like, folds nicely into the chocolate and the coffee and the pepper.
Yeah, it smells good.
Yeah, it does. I smell a bit of a honey note on the finish, too. There's like a little honey lingering. This one's good, though. Let's go in there.
It's really mellow.
Yeah. It's very, very, very mellow. Well, it certainly doesn't nail me with the spices like fresh Chocobesa does, so that's good.
It kind of tastes exactly like it smells. Kind of just...
A little muted, kinda though.
Kind of soft.
It is soft. The body's pretty smooth until you kind of get to the end, and there's a little bit of a bitter bite going on there. I do taste that, the peppers, the chili. Like, there's a slight burn throughout, but it's more of like kind of a tickle.
Yeah, it's very, very mild.
Mm-hmm. I get the cinnamon.
I'm getting everything that we smelled.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that, but it's just like really low. I like the little bit of like a coffee roastiness on the finish, that I'm getting. Yeah, this is, I definitely prefer this aged 5 years to fresh. you probably prefer it fresher.
You know, I don't know. This is a beer where the very, very first time I had it, I really liked it. And then the second time I had it, I was like, eh.
Right.
Okay. And now I think this is probably the third time, but again, it was aged. So. Mm.
So different. Yeah. I mean, okay.
Hold on.
I'm going to have to hold on to the water so I can rinse you. Okay. So you had the Sudosu and the Chocobesa. Okay. And I've had thus far the Florence. Okay.
And now your pick is?
So this beer has been sitting in the fridge for a bit, my second pick. And I don't know how long. It's been 2 years, I think, actually. Because it's when you traded Oh, why am I? Jason Evans. You traded Jason Evans, who's been on the podcast before, for you had a. I think we traded away a peach super soak from Trillium when we were up there 2 years ago. And we got a one beer from Dewey that I forget what it was.
Dolly Bar.
The Dolly Bar, that's right. Which I think we had on the podcast, actually. And then we got this one, which is one of their Secret Machine beers. And it's just been sitting in there for like 2 years. So I don't know how that's going to be because Secret Machine...
We'll find out.
I don't know. So, so for people who don't know, their Secret Machine series is like sours, but it has a bunch of extra stuff thrown in there, usually with some lactose or something like that to make it kind of creamy. So this is their Baked Alaska Secret Machine. It has pistachio, chocolate, raspberry, and vanilla, and it is 7% alcohol. So hopefully it's good.
Okay.
Nice crack to the can. I smell the raspberry.
Well, you can, I mean, it's pink.
It's a lot of head.
Yeah.
It's pretty carbonated.
It's a pretty color. It's not like super, super dark. It's kind of,
It's kind of what? Did I say this is by Dewey Beer Company? Did I say that?
I don't think so.
I don't think I did. Yeah. It's by Dewey Beer Company, Dewey, Delaware.
It's kind of like rosé wine.
Yeah, it's kind of what it looks like. It's pretty clear. The head's like this very light pink. It's like super light pink. It looks pretty.
You definitely get the raspberry.
I know. Like when I cracked the can, I just stuck my nose near the opening, and I could definitely get that raspberry. It's very vibrant, the raspberry.
Yeah.
I get a little bit of vanilla, and I assume the pistachio, but I don't, like, it's just like a little nuttiness. I wouldn't be able to pick it out as pistachio, I don't think. Like, there's just this kind of, like, slight nuttiness that's kind of mixing a little bit with that Naked Cheerio scent at the end.
Yeah.
It smells good.
Yeah.
What else is in it?
Chocolate?
Yeah, chocolate, supposedly.
I'm not getting any.
Yeah, I don't smell chocolate.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. But, it's mainly raspberry.
Yeah.
It's very strongly raspberry. And it smells tart, but not super tart.
It's good.
Oh. Ooh, that's a really nice, vibrant raspberry flavor. Ooh, the chocolate's on the end.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's the chocolate.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool, the way that drinks. Yeah, you get that, like, nice, fresh raspberry up front, then you get this really cool surprise chocolate finish to it. Wow.
Yeah, this is a fun beer.
Yeah, this is a super fun beer. I really like this beer. This is awesome. Do you think you get, like, vanilla or pistachio?
Not really. I'm definitely getting the raspberry.
I don't get pistachio at all in the flavor.
It's like raspberry, a little kind of like tart, sweet kind of creaminess, and then the finishes with the chocolate.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm not getting the pistachio or the vanilla. It's just like raspberry, then chocolate. But I don't care that I'm not getting the vanilla and the pistachio because the raspberry and chocolate's so good.
Yeah.
This beer is awesome.
Yeah.
I love this beer. It's sad that that's it. Mm-hmm. It's been sitting in our fridge for 2 years.
Yeah, I wonder how it drank fresh.
I don't know, but I mean, it's drinking pretty awesome now, yeah, so I'm sure down. All right, so we got to rank then. So, yeah, we have extra beers on the table right now because we actually recorded this in two segments because we're recording this in segments at the same time as we're recording the Narwhal Variants episode in segments. So.
Okay.
That's so fun with that just chocolate surprise. I love that. Okay, so we got the Pseudo Sue that you put in. We got the Sugarvase that you put in. And then for me, the Florence and the Secret Machine.
Okay. Do you want to go?
I can. Yes, I can go. So my number four is the Sugarvase, for sure. The Stone Sugarvase, once again, that's the five years aged ale brewed with cocoa, coffee, peppers, vanilla, cinnamon, and nutmeg. That's my number four. My number three is actually the Florence by Hill Farmstead. That's their wheat ale, but it's kind of like sour. My number two is going to be the Pseudo Sue, which is the pale ale by Toppling Goliath. And my number one, as you can probably tell, is the Secret Machine by Dewey Beer Company, which once again is their baked Alaska version, which is pistachio, chocolate, raspberry, and vanilla, and it's a sour. Your rankings, man.
I'm torn between one and two. Okay.
Are you trying to decide between the Pseudo Sue and the Secret Machine for one and two? Yeah.
So,
I assume.
I'm going to go my number one is Pseudo Sue.
I thought you might do that. That's fine. I can see that. It's a very good beer.
That's fine. Okay.
I will allow it.
Yeah, what's that
I'll
about?
Allow it.
Okay, so my number one is my Pseudo Sue. Number two is the Baked Alaska Secret Machine.
Of course.
Number three is the Shoko Vesa.
Ooh, wrong choice.
Number four is the Florence by Hill Farmstead.
I do have to say this. Since we recorded this in two pieces, like at this point where we're recording, we've already drank all the Pseudo Sue and the Florence. And I will say that, like, as the Florence warmed up and I kept drinking it, it got, like, even more mellow on the tartness. And it was just a really easy, nice drinking beer. So, just throwing that out there.
Okay.
And actually, I drank that whole bottle because Rebecca didn't want any. So, you know. But anyway, oh, cool. This is our long overdue cellar dive episode. But you might get another one not so far out. We'll do it again.
Sounds good.
Thanks, everyone, for checking this out. Send us any emails with any correspondence you want to do, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. One of the big things you can do helping out, if you listen to us through iTunes, it would really be helpful if you could go on and give us a rating and review, because that can really help with visibility. Just look at it as you don't pay for our podcast and you don't pay for our beers, so pay us with a rating and review to help us out and get more visibility. But anyway, thanks so much for listening, and until next time,
keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.